Welcome to the DBM Academy podcast, where we dive into the wild world of finance, economics, and the policies shaping our future. I'm John, and as always, I'm joined by my co-host, Sarah.
Hey, John. Today we've got an interesting topic that's got economists talking and the crypto bros cheering, especially those who also own physical gold. The Federal Reserve dropped a paper on August 1st that's sparking a heated debate, revaluing the U.S. gold reserves to unlock nearly $900 billion. And get this, it could fund a strategic Bitcoin reserve. Oh, and Trump just slapped a massive tariff on Swiss gold bars. Is this a master plan or a financial gamble? Let's unpack it.
Buckle up, folks. This one's big. Let's start with the basics, Sarah. The U.S. has the largest gold stash in the world, 8,133 metric tons, mostly sitting in Fort Knox, West Point, and New York Fed vaults. But here's the kicker. It's valued on the books at just $42.22 an ounce, a price set way back in 1973.
Right, and today's market price, around $3,488 per ounce. So on paper, the U.S. gold is worth $11 billion, but at market value, it's closer to $912 billion. That $901 billion gap is what's got people talking. The Fed's paper, called Official Reserve Revaluations, The International Experience, looks at how other countries have tapped into these paper gains to raise cash without selling their gold.
Paper gains, for those new to this, are when assets worth more than what's recorded on your books, but you haven't cashed it in. It's like your house appreciating, but you're not selling it. The Fed saying, hey, we could update the books to reflect today's gold price and poof, $900 billion appears.
Exactly. And why now? Well, as we know, the U.S. public debt is at a record 120% of GDP. Deficits are running $1.7 to $2 trillion a year. And interest payments on that debt might hit $1 trillion annually. Policymakers are desperate for cash without hiking taxes or borrowing more.
So how does this work? The Treasury's gold is revalued by Congress changing that 1973 price to today's market price. The Fed updates its balance sheet, and the Treasury gets a deposit for the difference, $900 billion, to spend or pay down debt. No gold leaves the vault. It's just an accounting move.
It's called monetizing an asset, turning gold you can't spend into cash you can. The Fed's paper looked at five countries that did this: Germany, Italy, Lebanon, Curacao and St. Martin, and South Africa. South Africa, for example, revalued their gold and foreign reserves in 2024, pulling in about 2% of GDP to cut debt. Markets loved it. Bond yields dropped, their currency strengthened.
But it's not all rosy. Lebanon tried this in 2002, retired $1.8 billion in debt, 11% of their GDP, but their debt climbed back up. By 2007, they did it again, and eventually they defaulted. It's a one-time trick. Once you revalue to market price, the gain's gone, unless gold prices keep climbing.
And that's a big if. Gold's at $3,488 now, but what if it drops 50% after revaluation? That's $450 billion in value gone, and the Treasury's already spent the money. The Fed could end up with negative equity, which isn't great for its credibility.
Correct. Then there's the inflation angle. If the Treasury spends that $900 billion into the economy, it's like a COVID-sized stimulus, could spike demand and prices. Paying off debt instead? Less inflationary, but still increases the money supply, unless the Fed offsets it.
Now let's get to the wild part, the strategic Bitcoin reserve. Senator Cynthia Lummis and even Donald Trump are floating the idea of using these revaluation gains to buy Bitcoin, up to 1 million BTC over 5 years. The draft bill says the Bitcoin would be held for 20 years, only sold to pay off federal debt.
That's where the Swiss gold tariff comes in. On August 7th, Trump hit Switzerland, one of the world's largest gold refiners, with a 39% tariff on 1 kilogram gold bars.
Some folks are speculating this could be a move to squeeze the gold market, pushing prices up to make revaluation even more lucrative.
A gold squeeze to fund a budget-neutral Bitcoin reserve? That's next level. Switzerland refines 70% of the world's gold bars, so a tariff like that could disrupt the market. But here's the catch. Revaluing gold to buy Bitcoin is controversial. Critics call it backdoor money printing or accounting manipulation. It could also mess with the Fed's independence, like it did in 1934 when a gold revaluation sidelined the Fed until 1951.
The politics are a minefield for sure. Changing the gold price needs Congress's approval, and you can bet there'll be a fight. Some will call it smart asset management, others a budget gimmick. Germany tried this in 1997 to meet EU deficit rules, but their central bank pushed back hard, saying it threatened their independence. Public backlash killed the plan.
And perception matters. If investors think the U.S. is printing money to cover deficits, confidence in the dollar or dollar-based treasuries could take a hit. Plus, there's moral hazard. Congress might use this $900 billion as a crutch instead of tackling taxes, spending, or entitlements.
So what could $900 billion do? It could cover a year of interest on the national debt, half a year's deficit, or seed a sovereign wealth fund, maybe with Bitcoin as the centerpiece. But it's not a debt fix. 120% debt to GDP might drop to 117%. It's a band-aid, not a cure.
And if the U.S. does this, others might follow. Belgium's already talking about it. It could make gold an even bigger player globally. But the risks, inflation, market backlash, Fed independence, are real. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said in March, we're not revaluing the gold, but the Fed's peeper keeps the idea alive.
History says it can work if done wisely, like South Africa's debt reduction. Done recklessly, like Lebanon, it's a gimmick that erodes trust. So Sarah, what's your take? Is this a bold move or a risky bet?
I'm torn. It's creative. $900 billion without a single gold bar sold is tempting, especially with debt spiraling. The Bitcoin angle is intriguing. It could position the U.S. as a crypto leader. But the inflation risk and political blowback make me nervous. It's like playing with financial dynamite. What about you?
I see the appeal, but it feels like kicking the can down the road unless a lasting foundation is put in place. Tying it to Bitcoin makes more sense, as that way the move sits on sound money, allowing the world to get back on rails that protects us from the incessant currency devaluation we've lived with since 1971. As we say, fix the money, fix the world. We need structural fixes, so any accounting trick like this needs to ensure real change for all.
Agreed. The most interesting part is how in this era of communication combined with access to sound money, ordinary people are able to see these moves and hence position ahead of the curve by simply stacking Bitcoin and physical gold privately. We can see the world constantly wrestling with why the cost of living always seems to be one step ahead. In fact, the answer is becoming clearer for people to see, and many are now getting ahead in their lives for the first time.
All right, listeners, what do you think? Is revaluing the gold the U.S. holds to fund a Bitcoin reserve where we're headed? Drop your thoughts in the comments or hit us up in the DBM Hub. Either way, we keep on stacking and owning the center of the money supply well ahead of the average person and even banks and governments.
Lots to consider for sure, John. Let's keep doing what we're doing. Well, that's all for today's DBM Academy podcast. Tune in next time as we dive into another fascinating topic in the fast-moving world of digital assets and monetary energy. See you in the DBM.academy to ensure you take action on this information.